Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages. Hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages. Beverages. Hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, but you can call me Roro. Here, as always, my man, the blue-eyed Barbadian, Jojo.
Sorry, that was all of my death rattle for Jägermeister cold brew.
Oh, cold brew coffee.
Jägermeister cold brew coffee.
Jägermeister cold brew coffee. We'll be drinking this shortly, y'all.
Look at that little guy.
Look at that cute little guy. Happy to be here. Is this already a song? I don't know if it is, but dreams don't always come true.
Ooh.
Until they do.
Wah! That should be a song. It is a song now.
It is a song now. It is a beautiful day. We said last week that dreams would be coming true because we did the Charman hot sauce, and boy, are they. Look at that vision board. You see that Charman?
Oh, my God.
I see it. I want you to say it. I want you to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there you go. Bye-bye, Charman.
Now,
we're going to move on over to the Dreams Come True manifested board. And look, we're starting to get, real estate is starting to get, you know, picked up here and say hello.
Hello.
Oh, Charman, nice to see you there.
Yeah, good. I like that over there in that gray corner.
It just feels good to have these dreams come true. We thank all of you for listening or watching on this journey because our dreams have come true. We did the Charman last week, and I have been hitting that original bananas. Bananas.
Soma, I've been bringing all three to the table with me.
Really?
Almost every meal. I guess I eat a lot of eggs and Mexican food. I just made me burp just thinking about it. The original is still the best by far. I've had it on everything.
Tell me about, okay, we both ride or die for the original, obviously.
Yes.
Tell me about the other two, the Caribbean and the Verde. What have they worked on? Because honestly, I pulled out the Verde once and I was like, I don't really fuck with you. So tell me.
Okay. The Verde worked great with a quesadilla. That was just fine. But again, I mean, I like the spice. I was there for the original. It tastes great. I think it's just better. It really does just taste like a thicker version of salsa, you know, like a more, it is a little more viscous, I feel like, than a lot of like thin, watery salsas. So it does work. Maybe it's more of a to-go thing. I don't know. If you're going to put it in a breakfast burrito and hit the road. But even then, I want that habanero.
Now,
on the punch.
Has the Caribbean worked on anything?
Shrimp tacos, baby.
Really? And
yes.
Did it shine?
Shone bright. It was great. That little tang was very pleasant. And I feel like it was a better delivery vehicle for the fruit flavors.
Now, on those same shrimp tacos, did you try the original?
Yes.
And?
Also great. But it did kind of, it did overpower a little bit in that same space. But I've been eating that on breakfast burritos like crazy.
I had it on eggs tonight. And then
breakfast or dinner, now you're talking.
Yeah, and then I put it on a bunch of Mexican food as well. I'm trying to think if I put it on anything. Yeah, I don't know. We had a nacho night and it slayed on that. Anyways, we can't say enough about the Charman original. I don't think we can. It's so good.
It's bomb. It's good. We're about to have I'm feeling another habanero shootout or something. I think it's going to re-enter the arena sometime this year. I could see that happening.
I'm into it. I'm so into it. Listeners, the hotline is open, and boy, have you called in this week, which is very exciting. We're going to get to a bunch of voicemails today. That number is 909- 295
Cafe.
Yes. So that's where you call. Call. If you want to connect with us. And yeah, we can't wait to hear your stories tonight. That's coming up in a bit. If you want to join us on social media, we're at T-Bash Live, wherever you like to get your daily dose of the stuff.
So, oh, yeah.
Come say hi on Instagram, Twitter, I don't know, anywhere, you know.
Yeah, especially on that Instagram, you know, we're kind of using that in place of the old show notes.
Yeah.
On the old website. So, mm-hmm. you know, come there, you want to leave comments, whatever else, hit us up. That's probably the best place. Or you can come to that Discord, chat it up with your buds, your bev heads.
Mm.
It's all happening.
So tonight is going to be a little bit on the shorter side because we're keeping it neat and sweet.
That's
with
right.
A tasty cold brew treat. It's a one beverage night for us. What's that?
You got bars. You're drafting off of last week's contest, I feel like.
Oh gosh, I feel remiss that we didn't talk about last week's contest. Hey, mm-hmm. has Peter claimed the prize yet?
I mean, he did in his rap,
but
he did. He did. Did he send his address? But he's claimed it.
He has. Okay,
I believe so via Instagram.
Okay. Has yes. there been an address?
I'll check right now, but I don't think so. Mm. We better get one.
You better send that address. And it better be your address, yeah. Peter.
It's better be the correct address.
Because we are going to need video confirmation / proof that the ice maker made it to you and that you have plugged it in and used it, correct?
We got it. We got the address. It's coming at you. This feels real. I'll drop it into Google Maps later. Just make sure that this is a residence.
Okay, but Peter, if you're listening, I think there needs to be a consequence if he doesn't make a video of the ice maker. I know that wasn't something that we talked about in the contest prize packet.
Yeah.
But now he spit such fire that he needs to cool down that heat with those cubes, those sweet, sweet cubes, and we need to see proof of it.
Yeah, we need proof of life like 24 hours later. Make sure those cubes didn't kill you. Otherwise, we're sending the prize pack repo man out to your house. Going to take them back.
And just a word of advice. I wouldn't keep the ice maker plugged in all the time.
Why not? Is this from Ice Walk's headquarters?
We don't know what this Ice Walk's box is up to. That's all I'm saying. And I hope it's not Wi-Fi connected or something. I just make your ice, unplug it, and be done with it.
Put a sheet of tinfoil over the top when you go to sleep. If you got to keep it plugged in. I think you got to keep it plugged in. You need those cubes at the ready. Why else have it?
I might have to have like my lawyer or maybe Brian from Brian's Question can draw us up some sort of document so we're not liable for anything having to do with the ice walks.
Okay. Maker. You might be onto something. I'm sure he'd be happy to do more pro bono work for the show.
Oh, my God.
But this could be a life or death situation. Could be an international incident.
Whoa.
So we do want to
whoa,
be protected.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Is this potentially our, like, PR moment?
Oh, you want this to go wrong?
Not really, but maybe. Peter, hit us offline in the DMs. Let's talk about this, Peter.
You're going to explain to him that he's going to be our fall guy?
Oh, I think he might have some good ideas himself. I feel like if we all put our heads together,
we can come up with a good plan to create an international incident, a stunt.
We need a stunt.
Put it on the vision board. We need a PR stunt.
You know what? We're putting that on the vision board. We do need a PR stunt.
You're absolutely right.
If anybody, I
don't know what I was thinking.
So I don't forget. make a PR stunt.
You writing it on your hand?
No. Okay. I'm putting it on my to-do list so I don't forget about it. Okay. If anybody has any ideas for a PR stunt that Totally Beverages and sometimes Hot Sauce could do, and we want ideas like...
International, like, incident.
We get a third degree burn on our hands from a hot sauce or something. Like we lose a finger from hot sauce. Or
why does it feel like you're talking about sham lawsuits more than PR stunts?
No. I'm not in this for the money. This isn't. I want a stunt, a PR stunt to bring eyeballs to the show. So it's like we burn our finger off, burn an eye out.
I'm not loving this part.
Beer bong something weird into our butt, and then something horrible happens. You know, like something crazy or not crazy.
Okay.
Hot coffee on our lap at the McDonald's drive-thru. You know, something along those lines.
That we could then maybe take legal action against the person or corporation responsible.
Give me one. Let's both you and me or together come up with one idea that isn't so litigious. Cause I hear what you're saying.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. We can do this.
We're at a big sporting event, public event. Okay.
Love this. I've got the Viking helmet.
Okay. You have the Viking helmet. We're at a sporting event and
it's in there. It's close by.
Okay. Okay. I'm feeling this. Okay. You have the Viking helmet on. Mm-hmm. And we got to think of something that would be not normal. It's not beers in there. It's something more ridiculous, but like funny. Uh-huh. Like,
is it hot sauce? And I'm putting it on the nachos at the sporting event. I'm like I'm siphoning gas out of a gas tank.
Okay. I love it. So they
I'm
catch
that
you
guy
on the
and
cam.
I'm offering them.
So you have to siphon to get it onto the nachos, but then one siphon goes very wrong, right? Right? So you siphon.
And we sue the shit out of
him. Okay, No, this isn't litigious. You siphon too much, but then you throw up on the mascot.
I love this. Okay, so these.
Of the opposite team, of the away team.
Oh, okay. Not even a home. I don't think the away team mascot.
They don't ever travel.
I don't think so. That's cruising for a bruising. That's for a mascot fight. So I think I got to take out the home crowd mascot.
Okay, hold on. No. Forget the
mascot.
It's got to
be a big one. This has got to be Benny the Bull or like the Michigan State Spartan, like something famous.
We need a celebrity then. We need the mascot's not good enough.
It's got to be on Ben Affleck.
You're Jack doing the nacho Nicholson. Things. You're sitting next to Affleck. He sees it. He thinks it's fucking awesome, hilarious. Like, so much so that, like, you guys are probably going to bro down, right? Maybe you have already broed down, but then little does he know.
Okay. This is great. I've got courtside seats.
Yes.
I'm sitting next to Affleck. Mm-hmm. I show up wearing...
a Jenny on the Block t-shirt.
But he doesn't even, it's Inside Out. Maybe I reveal that later. Okay, it's fine. He'll be cool. Wait, then he'll be cool.
Yeah, okay, cool. He'll be cool. What I'll wear the t-shirt.
You're wearing a J-Lo shirt.
You are wearing a vintage J-Lo shirt.
Do I take it off before I sit down out of respect? So then I'm wearing no shirt and just the Viking helmet.
No, because I think that makes him a little bit more uncomfortable than the shirt.
That's true. I offered to put it back on.
The shirt is almost a talking piece. It's so absurd. And you're like, I can't.
What are the odds?
I had no idea. Yeah. What are the odds?
Uh-huh.
So now he's dealing with a guy with his wife on a t-shirt and a Viking hat with hot sauce. Wait, this might
with
be coming
Matt
on
Damon's
too hot.
Signature hot sauce. Now, do we also maybe put a little Viking helmet under his chair and be like, oh, you have one too. You know, you can wear it. Make him think it's part of the arena in entertainment thing for the night. Everybody's doing it.
I like it.
It's a good idea. It's solid. It's sound.
Anyway, send us your ideas. Maybe if you have an idea that you want to flush out with your voice, leave us a voicemail.
909-295.
cafe.
Now, yeah, I think that's great. I think otherwise, I'm not opposed to us bursting through walls at random house parties dressed as Kool-Aid men.
Yes.
Seems I'm going to have to get really strong, but I think we could do it.
Okay. Well, we're brainstorming and I like it a lot. We're okay, workshopping great. It. All right. Let's, I want to drink this before mine, gets warm. Cause I think that's a smart move.
I think you're right that it's smart. Do you know how nervous I am about this? I've never been more nervous about drinking something on the show. And this is only one shot for those just listening for some reason and not watching the live stream. These are just minis. These are airplane bottles, nips, if you will.
Yeah.
That's
it
all.
It says on the bottle. Well, here, let's go down. Let's go to the website first. Let's set this up
a little bit, shall we?
Okay. So we've got a very cool website. Invite the Night Jägermeister with a shot of smooth cold brew coffee. Okay, people are having fun. Ooh, should I play this?
I think so.
Let's see what happens when I play this. Can you hear that, JoJo?
I can.
It's like a cool montage. People having fun pre-gaming.
Inviting the Night.
Okay, now they're going out. So they did the shot at home. And that was it. We didn't get to
with
really
a slice of
see
pizza?
The rest of night.
Okay. Are you buying that for a second?
It seemed odd. Yeah. That didn't make sense. Okay, it says Invite the Night. A great choice for coming together with friends and getting interesting night started.
My dudes.
Yes. Now that's interesting copy right there.
That is.
Jägermeister cold brew coffee is the perfect blend of slowly cold brewed Arabica coffee.
Arabica
coffee and the 56 botanicals of original Jägermeister. Distinctive aromatic spicy notes lead to a delicious, sweet, and rich finish. Crafted exclusively with all natural ingredients, every element comes together to create a taste of the unexpected. Shake to wake, good to know, the natural ingredients and serve as an ice cold shot.
Wow.
Now, we need to do our due diligence here, right? And we need to get eyes on this and whatnot. So I feel like we should shoot like half of it right out the gate and then save half of it to then dissect it and circle back to. Does that feel right to you?
Okay. I'll do it.
Do you know what I mean? So we have these little nips. I'm going to pour out half of mine into my glass, I think.
Okay. I got to grab mine. It's just right here, though.
I can't wait to smell this.
You can't wait to smell it? Can you talk for a second about your relationship to Jägermeister while I'm grabbing this out of the freezer?
Yeah, I feel like I have a pretty typical PG-13 relationship with Jägermeister. In my youthful days, definitely was known to have a Jäger shot at the bar. More so than often, I love doing a flaming Dr. Pepper, which I believe was you have a beer, a shot of Jaeger, and on top of the Jaeger, you put a little 151 rum that you light on fire, then drop that shot in the beer and slam it, and it somehow magically sort of tastes like Dr. Pepper.
I think there's amaretto involved.
There is definitely amaretto involved. Wait, is Jägermeister not involved in a flaming Dr. Pepper?
Maybe not. I don't totally know. Maybe it's amaretto in 151. Let's find out.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong.
Somebody knows in the chat, fire it off.
Yeah. We'll circle back to that. But anyways, yeah, I don't have any crazy Jäger stories, but I definitely known to do shots in my youthful days. Yeah.
It is amaretto and 151.
Okay, I don't know why.
Well, I mean, it's because it's a bomb. It's the bomb shots. Now, I have a bad relationship with Jägermeister. I've never thrown it up. I came super close one time.
Did you shake to wake? I want to hear the story.
I did. I shook it to wake it. And so I'm super nervous about this. Fortunately, my nerves were a little bit calm when we looked this up, found out this has a serving of this has about 10% of the caffeine of a cup of coffee. So I'm not sweating that.
It's not going to keep you up.
Not going to keep me up. but I don't love licorice. I used to do shots of Jaeger because it was cold and sweet, and so that would be fine. And one time, my friend Tom and I, when we had no money, we were going to a party, and we got a bottle of booze to share. We bought the cheapest available thing that we were familiar with, and that was a bottle of Jägermeister to just drink straight.
Okay.
We had no other plan.
Yeah.
We did. We drank the whole bottle of Jägermeister. Mm. Now keep in mind, this was about, it's probably like in the months or something post college. When I was in college, we were on our own, just a couple of guys.
Yeah.
We woke up at the Oakwoods, which is like corporate apartments near Burbank, at the pool, soaking wet and just sleeping on deck chairs in there. And I didn't throw up, but it was just barely dawn. I was soaking wet and cold. And it was so close to vomiting, though. It felt like I had, and I almost wish I had, because I think maybe I could have just cleared those decks. And don't remember a super ton else about that night.
Did you sort of black out?
I think eventually, yes. Like, I do sort of remember the steps in a montage-y kind of way of like, oh, yeah, we still know people, because I went to a college that would put up kids in the Oakwoods is like student housing when you do a semester in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And so we knew people who were still there. And I think we must have ended up at a party there, which is not where we started. And I assume we went swimming or into the hot tub, which closes at 10. Mm. And then
you maybe were sneaking in, maybe.
Maybe we snuck in, which then means just a lukewarm tub with no jets.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a great comment in the chat. Kim says, recreate that with Ina Garten for a PR stunt. This is what we're talking about. Would she drink Jaeger for a happy hour special in a tub?
Would Carol be okay with you making out with Ina if Ina was in on it? Like, it is a stunt.
I'll say solid yes. She might even be over there giving the double thumbs up. Like, egging me on, like, more. You know.
Yeah.
Be generous.
Man, that's no fun. So you guys, do you think you split the whole bottle?
I do. I don't think we were sharing it. Because we didn't know. We just didn't know. We didn't know.
Gross.
And that was just regular Jaeger. And I've had it since. You know, I would have shots of it from time to time.
Yeah.
But it truly was like, get this in me as fast as possible and let's move on. I can't linger here.
It's an interesting beast because I think in general it's 40 proof, right? It's not.
It's not even. It's like 35 because it's a liqueur. I think it's 30, you know, so it's, or whatever, 40. It's not 80 proof like whiskey.
No, it's like half. 70? It's half or less than half. Yeah. All right. I think we should slam this and then talk more Jaeger.
Motherfucker. Okay.
Let's take a smell before we slam. Right?
That's the worst part. Okay, fine.
It really just smells like Jaeger to me.
Mine smells like coffee.
Yours smells like coffee? I'm getting mine into a glass.
I am
getting some coffee on it.
I have my medieval times wine glass, commemorative wine glass. From the
I'm getting a medieval much different smell Beach. Out of the bottle versus in a glass.
Gotta let it open up.
This is not gonna be good.
No, it smells like Kahlua, so I'm getting the coffee, which I'm really surprised by.
But it's more like coffee grounds, or like, but like shitty coffee grounds.
Yes.
Like, I'm not getting the pleasant coffee smell. I'm getting the, like, after you brewed the coffee and you're cleaning out the filters or something.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Maybe that's
I
mean, what they're using.
It probably is, right? It's probably something like instant espresso or something like that, so that it'll dissolve into the liquor. That's my guess. It's like coffee crystals.
Oh, I like that. Are you ready?
We're shooting the whole thing?
Well, no, half of it. I kept half in my bottle.
What? Okay. I didn't
do
that.
I said that earlier. I said pour half
in. I didn't do that.
Okay, so don't drink all of it then.
I'm in a bad place. Okay.
Don't drink all of it then. Okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's interesting. They weren't wrong there. It's fun.
It's fun. You know what? It's better than regular Jaeger. I don't know why we're not A-B-ing this with regular Jaeger, but I'm not getting all the horror of history.
Come I'll tell you here. What you're talking about right now,
mm-hmm.
it cuts the sweetness quite a bit of OG Jaeger.
Yes, that is absolutely what's going on.
And you really do get the aftertaste of coffee.
The best part.
This is a weird thing.
The part on the teacher's breath. That's what you're getting.
Yes. Yes. No, for real. Like this, if this is all you drank, you'd have some fucking wicked breath. It'd be some weird, weird, sad breath.
That's why you got to chase it with a little margarita pizza, as they do in the commercial here. I don't know, man.
Okay. Would number drink- one, though.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. Like, I like the idea of being like, no, just do one of these. Shoot this. Like,
yeah.
It is very novel. And maybe the caffeine gives you a little boost before you're going out. I'm really starting to come around to the idea of this.
A little
zip. Because I thought it would not work at all, and it's working way better than it should.
I got to say, it's a winner for me. I was sweating about this earlier. I'm not kidding. I really was just like, am I going to gag on camera? Is something weird going to happen? But as they said, the botanicals are coming through. It tastes like an aperitif. It's got that like weird herbal bitterness of like a Fernet or something, but it's sweet like Jaeger. The licorice is almost all gone, and you're just getting hit with some coffee sweetness. I'm not mad at it.
There's almost a world where, let's say nobody bought this, right?
I think that's probably in play, yeah.
The barrels of this leftover.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like with smart marketing, maybe a PR stunt, but I actually don't think it's a PR stunt, because I think it's, if they branded it much more of like a high class, interesting coffee liqueur, I feel like they could almost dupe people into this being some fancy aperitif.
I think that's right. I think they kind of fucked up branding it Jägermeister. I probably should have only included the Stag's Head logo, right? It should have been in like the O of cold brew or something. Or they should have called it the German word for cold brew. Frostbrau.
Look at you. Wow.
It's something like that, right? I mean,
yeah, but like, think about it. Like, even how they describe like the botanicals and coffee, you could have that same description with a different name and make it way more highbrow.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Granted, Jägermeister has so much brand recognition and power that we're probably sound like idiots right now, but it's just better than we thought it was going to be. That's all we're trying to say. That's all we're trying to say here.
Yeah, yeah. If I saw this as an ingredient in a cocktail on a cocktail menu,
it smells gross.
I'd fuck with it. It smells awful.
Yeah, it's not a good smell.
It really does need to be shot.
Mm. Oh, that's really interesting. When you just take a little sip,
mm-hmm.
kind of horrible. It's not a sipper.
I don't think so either. No.
It's gross.
You get all the bitter. It's just all the bitter. You got to just put this in a little glass.
Now, does the little glass, speaking of the little glass, does the little bottle say to shake it on here like it did on the website? Yeah. Shake well and serve as an ice cold shot. Produced by Jägermeister, Germany. I'm glad that this isn't just a like someone paid for the Jägermeister name. This is a legit Jägermeister
product
joint. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. A
damn
perfect
dude.
Fusion of original Jägermeister and intense cold brew coffee, a taste of the unexpected That's what you read off the website. Okay, great. It's on the bottle.
It's making me feel good. It is giving me a nice jolt.
Yeah, booze will do that to you.
That's true.
Would you ever dare to mix this with something? Is there a presentation of this you'd like to see?
I don't even know how to answer that question. It seems so absurd. Like what adding anything else to this, it just gets even more crazy and horrible, right? I would love to see a cocktail done right with it though. I mean, I love the idea, but it just seems, I can't wrap my head around it.
It does feel like there's some, you know what I've been seeing a lot lately on a cocktail menu is espresso martinis.
Dude, I'd never had one before. And then we were at this place and Elizabeth got one and I was like, I didn't know you liked those. And she's like, I don't, but here they make the best ones. And I had a sip. Good God, it was so fucking good. Unreal.
Wow. I got one because a bartender basically pushed it on me where I was just like, because I think I'd said like, I like whiskey or something to start, or maybe whatever it was I was drinking that night. And then I was just like, she made me a great drink and I was like, yeah, make me whatever else. I don't care what it is. And she's like, oh, do you mind, you know, coffee or whatever? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And yeah, and it was a fucking delicious drink. It didn't taste, I mean, this reminded me of it, of course, because of the coffee flavors, but I ended up slamming it, which worked out great also.
Yeah. Gives you a little pep in your step. Elizabeth gets some decaf, but.
Oh, you can do that.
I guess so. Or they're like, yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah, sure. Decaf.
Whatever. Yeah, that would be incredible.
Where are you on this, by the way?
I'm ready. I still have half minus a sip. Should we shoot it?
Yeah, I want to shoot the rest with you.
All right.
Bottoms up.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Prost.
Yeah.
Got the goosebumps.
Oh, I think I got a little left in here.
I'm for
it. It's something. It is something. It is interesting.
I wouldn't order. I don't know. Would I order it? No, I would do it. I'd accept the shot.
How much were these, by the way?
I mean, mini prices. They were a few bucks a piece.
Like $4.50?
Something like that. That sounds right.
That's fun. Like I would have these at like a party that like, if I knew you were coming and some other people, I'd have these just like, hang on, we're going to do these and it'd be fun.
This could be good little like cabin ammunition. You have the mini exclusively. I'm into the mini, by the way. I love this because it is a shot and that's fun. You're not measuring them. They're just sitting out in the snow.
And let me tell you what else we're doing. You and I off air were just talking about how we need to go snowboarding together, which we're going to do.
Grip it and rip it.
You have those mini fireball shots.
I got a whole bucket of them. I'm looking
at
them
is what
right
you
now.
That's what you shoot on the chairlift. That sounds so delightful to me. Slamming a fireball right before you get off the chair to take a run. Delightful.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. The guitar solos will be firing. My Oakleys will be on. I'm ready.
Sick. Let's do some voicemails, man. I'm feeling good with this cold drink. Oh, speaking of, one quick thing as you're getting the voicemails ready.
Mm-hmm.
Were we talking last week about how you found some Blanton's?
I found some Blanton's whiskey.
Yeah.
No. Eagle Rare was, I think, the one
Rare is what you found. Now, was that at a Vons grocery store?
I've seen it at Vons before, but then I've decided I'm going to go buy it, it's gone. I found it at my local liquor store, Bill's Liquors in Atwater. They had it, and so did Mission Liquors, which is a little chain in this area.
Oh,
they happen to have it. They had it behind the counter as a one bottle per customer limit.
Got you. Okay. I was curious because I was at a Vons today and I needed to re up on my small batch.
Yes.
And it's always a pain in the ass at Vons because you got to find somebody to open up the cabinet.
They keep it in the case?
Yeah, they keep it in the case.
That feels unnecessary.
And it's just always a pain in the ass. I was just wondering if you've ever gone through the case situation at a Vons grocery store. They need to have like a button.
I agree.
Button there.
You put a call button in there. Honestly, they just don't need it. And because you said before, it's not even, this isn't $100 bottle.
No, it's $36. But they have other stuff in there that's more expensive. But still, right. You but put those security things on there.
That's right. Deal with it at the register.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is a bummer that the small batch is in that case. Yes, yes.
All right. Now, okay. All right, let's hit it.
Let's hit it. Let's do it.
Oh.
No dreams can come true.
Let's try this.
Until they do.
I'm JoJo and T-Bash family. This is Randy. I can't listen live tonight, so I just wanted to send a message and say, hey, hope you guys are having a good show, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. And as for Jaeger, man, that just reminds me of college shots in college. It never really, those nights really didn't end all that well when Jaeger was involved. So, you know, the last Jaeger thing we had, let's see, I bought a whole bunch of little bottles of Jaeger, not Jaeger, just a whole bunch of different bottles of stuff for Susan's 50th birthday. And Jaeger was the only one left out of all of them.
Oh, that no one touched it.
Anyway, I hope y'all have a good show and go fuck yourselves, and I'll catch you next week.
The legend himself, Randy. Thank you so much for the voicemail.
Go fuck yourself, Randy. Whew. Yeah, I could see that. That's why I think, much like with the Fireball bucket, and that's why I say with the minis, you only get these if you're going to try to make people drink it. You cannot... I think we can say without stuttering here that Jägermeister is not something you're allowed to drink alone.
Yeah. And I'm like, what Randy's talking about, this party, and he's talking about a 50th. I'm thinking similar situation. Like, yeah, let's talk about a 40th birthday, 45th, 50th. If you're at that party and you see someone going for the Jaeger, I'm kind of raising an eye, sort of, and I'm intrigued.
Oh yeah, you want to, at this point in your life, you want to know more about that person.
But there's a few different people that might make that move.
Yes,
and yes. But I'm intrigued no matter which flavor of person it is, sort of, in these later years, right? College party, this is relevant, right?
Yeah, that's it, because you're drinking what's available.
But yeah, your 50th birthday party. Who, it's not like that bottle was completely full, unless maybe it was Randy, but like,
I think what he's talking about are these, he's talking about minis.
Oh,
right. So it's like, oh, somebody grabbed the Fireball. Somebody grabbed the Jack Daniels. Somebody grabbed the Tito's. Somebody, gotcha. You know, like, got a variety of these. The only single one left of all of them was the Jaeger. And right. I think the tough thing is like, who's picking it solo? It's a bonding thing, and I think that's why it works so well in college. Like, you have to do it with somebody.
Yeah, it's like if you and I were at Randy's party, God mm-hmm. willing, that sounds fucking amazing.
Invite us, dude. We might show up. Who knows?
But we would walk up to the bar, and if we saw him, then one of us would be like, should we do the fucking Jaeger? And the other one would be like, dude, yeah.
You have to.
We got to do it. We got to do it now. Yeah, yeah.
I like absolutely.
That. I like
especially
that.
If it's the only one left, I'm fucking 100% doing that. That's the shocking thing to me. That shows maturity with age.
Yep.
You know, people know.
Yep.
I don't know. You put a cold brew one in there, who knows what would have happened. Ooh. Different alternate histories. All right. Let's see what else we got here.
Roro, JoJo, this is Sam in San Diego. And I am just calling to say that I have been a little bit behind on the podcast. I was just traveling in London at the end of November. And then, you know, holidays are crazy. So I had people over at the house. All that to say that I've fallen a little bit behind on the podcast. I only just listened to episode 33, the Martinelli Sparkling Ciders episode, which was your Thanksgiving episode. And I just had to call because you played an old message of mine from...
Oh,
the dark period, 2017. And I have to say, I sounded despondent at the idea that you guys were going to be calling it quits. And I just want to let you know, I am still listening. I'm loving it. I got a little bit of catching up to do. I don't want to say too much more in case you already have addressed some of the things that I might want to talk about in another message. but I will call back once I've caught up. I've got some other things to say, you know, but I just wanted to congratulate you guys for coming back, and I'm listening to it. I'm loving it, and I'm still pounding seltzer water all the time here in San Diego, and fortunately, no shortages lately.
I remember.
Thanks again. Love what you guys are doing. Keep it up. And in the meantime, go fuck yourself.
Oh,
that warms my heart. Damn.
Truly. That's a great January message for us. Can't wait for you to leave like a puking Jägermeister story in the voicemails for episode 50 when we have Ina Garten on and I'm making out with her in the tub. Boy.
Gosh, what a beautiful picture.
You want to hit another one?
Yeah, please.
Hello, this is Monica, a.k.a. Aunt Monica, a.k.a. Aunt Monica. Josh, this is your sister-in-law, and I'm calling.
We talk about Aunt Monica. She's like our guardian angel on Mummy and Daddy. So this this is a first. This is a first here. Shit, what did I do?
And this is your sister-in-law?
This is my sister-in-law. This is Carol's sister.
This is your sister-in-law. And I'm calling to tell you about my Jaeger story. Not a story per se, but more of a time period of my life. My now husband, then fiance, and I lived in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And the liquor was cheap. So cheap, in fact, that we could get a round of Jaeger bombs for under $10. And a Jaeger bomb, in case you didn't know, was a shot of Jaeger dropped in a Red Bull. I looked this up online to make sure I got the name right.
That's
and
right.
I got a lot of articles saying that bars won't serve them now because it's basically a recipe for a heart attack. But yeah, my years of like my early 20s were spent doing Jaeger bombs in central Pennsylvania. And that pretty much tells you all you need to know.
Whoa. Okay. I'm so glad she called in. Jaeger bombs. That's right. Fucking Red Bull and Jaeger.
Yes. Red Bull and Jaeger, and you drop it in. And I remember having a problem with this at the time because I was like, where's the beer? I always liked a car bomb because it was a shot plus a beer. So you're getting two drinks in you at once, where the Red Bull was just like an energy shot. You know what I'm saying? I was on like a mission and we're drinking Jägermeister at this point. But they are great. They taste great. I don't know why.
Don't you now sort of want to do a Jaeger bomb, but instead of Jaeger, do the Jaeger cold brew? Because that seems like the Jolt Cola version of a Jaeger bomb.
Okay, that's probably what we should do snowboarding. Maybe that's a midday, mid-mountain Jaeger bomb.
Bartender.
Yes.
We would like to buy your finest Red Bull, and can you tell us your corkage fee for this cold brew coffee? Because we will be dropping this into said Red Bull with one of your shot glasses, please.
Yeah, it's $25.
Sold.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, Jaeger bomb. I mean, that price point, a round of Jaeger bombs for under 10 bucks. Because to me, a round is also not saying that it was just her and her fiance, now husband Dave, that it was, you know, that maybe there's another person, another couple there. I could see these being $2.50 a pop, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what's so funny is just like hearing this, and this is going to age us, but like, you know, in college, we would be at the bar and you get a pitcher of beer for $5. You know, it was like the night is getting young and it's like, we're like, fuck, do you guys have, like, does anybody have $2? Like, I've got $4. Like, we could get a pitcher of beer.
Get a pitcher.
Do you know what I mean? And like,
dude,
and beers were just $2. Like, probably wasn't tipping as well as I should have been back then. Like, yeah.
Right. They should cost you, even though $2, it should be a $3 transaction. Yeah,
which I think I was doing. I think I was a pretty good dollar a drink tipper. But
yeah.
But like for that $5 pitcher, a PBR, I was probably just giving $6 and like.
Yeah, that's probably right, though. I think they know. And it's also, you know what you're getting into. I'll never forget the first time I ever went to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. Got there the night before the festival started and met up with a buddy who was living locally at the time. And we went to like the 6th Street main drag where all the clubs are and everything else. But it's dead because nobody's there. It's like a Monday or Tuesday night. Where now if you go, it's like nuts for 2 weeks. But like then it was just like a dead strip of clubs and bars with nobody to go into them. And I had just had to go out to this gigantic dinner. So I'm super full. And I was just like, I want to meet up because I want to hang out. I'm probably not going to have a drink. And we're sitting down at this random, we just picked a random spot. We sit down. He comes back to the table with 6 Bud Lights and puts them in the table. He's like, yeah. I got these because it was $3 for all of it. They were 50 cents a beer because they were just trying to get people in off the street. And that was like that ended up being like the rest of the night. Then you're walking past places and they're offering like these weird test tube shots for like $1, that kind of thing. So yes, Jaeger bombs, $2. You're ripping those. Oh. And especially in your 20s, because you don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's fun to think of, I haven't even thought of this, just like the college bar experience in general. And I'm not talking about like a dance club. I'm talking about just like a dirty college bar just filled with college kids just getting shit-faced. Like no other purpose than that. But like in so many people, it's just wild. It's a world I haven't seen in many, many years. Or really thought about. Like, I think of that time of like, oh, yeah, we partied a lot. But when you think about the college bar, it's an interesting place. Very interesting.
It's weird that they can stand, you know, for so many reasons. Like, 100% of underage drinking.
Drinkers,
so much. And just like the volume you'd have to sell. Taco Bell to the max, the amount of stuff you'd have to sell. Or is it like Amazon? We're like, we're just losing money here. We just know you're going to keep coming here for the next 4 years. And you can tell your friends to come here. And eventually someone will buy a martini. That's it. That's all we're waiting for.
It's crazy.
I do want to say, I wanted to share on the show because I should have known that there would be a voicemail as well. But Monica has a son who's diabetic and she follows a lot of diabetes like Reddit accounts and boards and stuff like that. And she sent me a Reddit post that was about, is it okay to drink Jaeger if I'm diabetic? And essentially the answer is, because of course the person was concerned. Well, you find out later that they're concerned because it was the only thing they had, which resonated with me and my Jägermeister story, where they're basically like, can I drink this? This is the only booze I have around.
Yeah.
But it's super sweet and sugary. So, of course, worried about that glycemic index there.
Yeah, of course.
And a bunch of incredible advice, like very specific advice. But the short answer is yes, that it's as safe as other alcohol, that like if you depend sort of how you are, your body processes carbs or processes, you know, or if you have a tendency to be like hypoglycemic after you eat, drink alcohol, other things that diabetics need to watch out for, but like that most of the feedback seemed to be that it won't be any worse for you than a shot of whiskey. So that was pretty amazing. And also I got to shout out Reddit because I feel like it gets a bad rap as being like just like a weird internet hole.
Sure. But
I think especially for those subgroups that are obviously it's a whole thing are the subreddits. I'm telling you this 10 years later that I think for really specific things, whether that's like diabetes or home improvement or something, like it is like truly not experts, like fucking geniuses in these, like flooding these things that do have the answers. It's like a reasonable place to go rather than a medical professional.
That's crazy.
You want to hit a couple more real quick before?
Let's do one more voicemail.
Okay. Let's see here.
Hey, Ro and Jojo. Jojo. This is Chris from New York. I have a Jägermeister story that's more of a cautionary tale.
That's what we want.
When I was much younger, I wanted a cool drink to really go in on a New Year's Eve party, so I drank Jäger Bombs. No backup plan. Just all night till 2 in the morning, Red Bull and Jäger.
Oh.
And it was in a day and age where you could really put them away. We could. And, yeah, I found myself looking at the ceiling at 5 in the morning, laying there. I did not sleep that night, so maybe they're fun as an early-in-the-night kind of drink.
Yeah.
You should not make them your main pillar of your evening and lean on them. So take that for what it's worth. Enjoy one once in a while. Go fuck yourself.
Beautiful.
Love that, and well said. It is, you do one or two Jäger bombs at the beginning of the night, and then pivot.
Chris probably passed a pure kidney stone of solid caffeine 2 days later.
Oh, and guarna.
And guarna.
Can you eyeball, if there's another voicemail, if there's another Jaeger-themed voicemail, can you eyeball that at all or
Let's
no?
Let's see if this is Jaeger. I had one more pulled for tonight and is not Jäger related. So
we
will
save
it
for next week.
We'll save it for next week.
Love it. Love it. All right, everybody. Thanks for the voicemails. I love the voicemails.
Love
I know you do too,
voicemails.
Jojo. Like, what's that number?
909-295-CAFE.
Keep those voicemails coming. Next week, we'll be back here. The following week, we have a very fun guest, and I think we're going to knock out that muscle milk. More on that soon.
Mm.
And yeah, that's all I got. You got anything, Jojo?
I do. I have a question I need to ask you.
Brian's question. When we started the show, my brother-in-law Brian sent us 100 questions. When we rebooted, he sent 100 more, and we're chipping away. What's this week's question?
We're in the fucking flow, Roro. Question number 40.
What the fuck? What is the right level of milk foam for an espresso beverage? Latte, cappuccino, flat white, cortado, or macchiato?
He just put these, I think, almost in order of milk content. I think flat white has the most, but I think otherwise, this is like in descending order of what's the right amount.
Well, latte is half and half, right? Or latte is like half milk, half coffee.
I
don't know about the foam.
I think, yeah, almost even like a third. The latte is like two-thirds milk and a dollop of foam. The cappuccino is more like half, is maybe more of that. Like,
okay.
Or the inverse. Splash of milk, bunch of foam.
Right.
Flat white, shit ton of milk, coffee.
I tried to have a flat white phase for a little bit. It didn't last. What's a cortado?
Cortado is like a tiny latte. It's like
a little guy.
Yeah. So I actually had one yesterday, also in the flow.
What?
I never get one. It was an afternoon coffee, which I don't do, but I had a coffee meeting with a coffee psycho and like a person who just drinks it constantly. He ordered a red eye. It's 3 p.m. and I was like, well, I'll get something else, even though I'm already feeling a little wired. So I got a cortado, and they specified on the sign that it was 4 ounces of milk as opposed to 6 ounces in the latte. So I really think that's the extent of it. It is just like a small latte, but it's the same amount of coffee, less milk.
Okay. And what about a macchiato?
That's like a splash or just maybe even the dollop of foam. That can sometimes even come in a little shot glass.
So for you on this list, if we're talking about how much level in each of these, he kind of has the order right, except you would slide flat white to the beginning of the list.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Flat white latte.
I see. I've got to reread the question. He's talking about milk foam. Milk foam. So, well, cappuccino would be at the top anyway. Just saying.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Yeah. How much foam? How foamy do you like? We can answer both questions, unless it's number 41.
I'm not the right guy to ask because I feel like I don't need that much foam, but I feel like there's a lot of people that love the foam.
That's true.
What would your answer? I feel like you're more dialed into this culture.
I'm seeing a recency bias. I love that. Cortado felt just right. I think sometimes lattes can feel really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes cappuccinos, it's just too much foam. Feels too light. And I'm like, really, what am I drinking here? Flat white, I've never really fucked with.
I need to try a cortado, I think.
It seems right, because you really still taste all that coffee. It's nice, but I think it does. It depends on the circumstances and everything else, because I think sometimes it's also just a volume of the beverage. Like, how long do I want it to last?
Is there anything, is there anything sweet about the cortado, or is it just the coffee just and the milk foam?
Yeah, just if the milk is sweet. That's why I tend to like regular milk, like cow's milk in a thing, because in any of these drinks, because it gets a little sweet when you heat it up.
I like that. I like it a lot. Well, foam on that note, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself.